See, people like to ask the day old question, why? There's a lot of reasons why. It could be, why am I a fan? Why am I into it? Why do I follow it? Why do I believe so much into it? The reason is, I grew up to it. I was raised into it. Mostly for my own, but just of a thought. And you know what that thought leads to? It sometimes leads to things like a ring. Could lead to a backyard. Could be even a little bit of crowds. But a lot of times, you know what this left to? A goddamn podcast trying to mark out to y'all about another podcast. This is TPW. One bit Mario, two bit Luigi, three bit Peach, eight bit, four bit Sonic, five bit Tails, six bit Eggman, eight bit, one bit Mario, two bit Luigi, three bit Peach, eight bit, four bit Sonic, five bit Tails, six bit Eggman. Hey yo, what's good? What's cracking? What's happening? This is Blade Franco with another episode of TPW. You know, I gotta do that. If you grew up being a fan to watch old school wrestling as much as like ECW, you have no choice. But if you got like three letters that actually roll off the tongue pretty well, you got them busting with the ECW style chants. And I think that works perfectly with the TPW. So fuck y'all if y'all don't like it. But yes, welcome y'all to another episode of TPW. Reviewing some AEW in the ring. I'm going to hit y'all up with some wrestling news. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little bit of fun takes, because I know last episode I left off with a few things I ain't mentioned. Something as little as, like, why do I semi-praise, like, Jim Cornette? And, you know, I'll give that one. I'll give a random one at the end of every broadcast where I give you your review and then give you the news. And I noticed from the last time when I did it, it was kind of long. Yes. And I've realized I need to learn from all the sites and everything I look up at. There's so much easier ways to just do this way quicker. So I'm going to try to bust this way faster and only focus on reporting on AEW in the ring reviews. Because honestly, I've been watching WWE product for a while. I want to like it, but every time I like it, they just fuck it up too much. And honestly, the interest is kind of hard to get. And plus, I don't feel like it's also like I want to, for the fact that there's possibilities that WrestleMania could be canceled altogether. Since this whole crisis going on with the coronavirus, which hopefully enough, from what it seems like around the world, they're slowly figuring out that some people could be cured from it, some people could actually find a cure. So all in all, I'm confident this thing should hopefully blow over at some point, but at the same time, everybody be safe, be healthy, be clean, all that stuff. If you ain't wash your ass, wash your ass. If you and listen closely, if you're going to take all the sanitizers and fucking toilet paper, make sure you wash your hands and make sure you wipe your ass. Make sure you're doing everything in the proper motion. Wash your hands first, then sanitize. Wipe your ass, throw it in the toilet. If I say wipe your nose, throw it in the toilet. Or throw it in the garbage can. However your plumbing or non-plumbing prefers. I don't care. All in all, be safe, be healthy, all that good stuff. And now to the AEW review from Dynamite. Now I'm going to bust this a little bit quicker. So hopefully this is going to work out better. Kicking off the night, we kicked off the night with Ortiz taking on Cody Rhodes to figure out whoever wins. Their team come up with the rules, and Cody came out with a good victory. This was a nice, quick match. Looked strong on both men's side. Of course, ended out with, like, you know, a little mini attack here and there. But it wasn't really too much. I can say it was a good line to keep the thing rolling to where now for the matchup, it has been announced. It's pretty much the same rules as War Games, but for them, you have to end out the match through submission, or you have to make the other person say surrender, which honestly is pretty entertaining. They also announced too, next week, they're going to hopefully have the Exalted One show his ass. I would love to see that. Hopefully. I hope it's Matt Hardy, because honestly, it's been the speculation, but since they say he's coming next week, I feel like it might not be this whole time. If it is, well, awesome. If it's not, then I hope it's somebody in the left field that's not only a big pop, a huge entertainment, but somebody that we know is going to actually work for it. All right, next up, we had a tag team match. Chris Statlander and Sheeta. I'm just saying Sheeta because I'm tired of fucking this up. Chris Statlander and Sheeta taking on Nyla Rose and Bree Priestley in a tag team match. Who came out with the win? Rose and Priestley came out with the win. I did watch these, but I gotta recap it, of course. Good match. A little slow pace, but it was a nice build up and everything. Ended out the match with Bree Priestley actually taking the belt and just holding up to Nyla Rose's face, letting her know, hey, I'm coming for this belt. I like it, because honestly, it says that Bree Priestley might be around a little bit more nowadays. Oh, I know I got the news, so I'm gonna get y'all with that later. Fuck all that. Next up. I know I sound unprofessional, but this is what I feel is different. You get the professional / unprofessional mix in this podcast. I hope y'all like it. Next up, we had a 6-man bout. Jurassic Express taking on MJF, The Butcher, and The Blade. MJF, Butcher, and The Blade, I feel, are legit the best combination you could keep having as a 3-man team, because it works. You have the, you got the salt of the earth, MJF, and he's getting two goons who are a badass tag team, both in the indies and now AEW, The Butcher and The Blade. And you got the bunny escorting them and all that. It looks good. It really looks, I think it's a good idea. Let's see here. The match was a good pacing match. Honestly, the whole night, every match was a good pacing match. Everything looked good and it ended out the right way, to where this match ended out with MJF giving Marco Stunt the Saw of the Earth armbar for the win. Good, good, good. On some Booker T shit. Good. You gotta put that emphasis in that bitch. Next up, Big Swole interrupts Britt Baker. Now, I am happy as fuck they finally did this, because as I was watching this, I legit said, I hope they do something to where they stop doing this every week, because at first it was entertaining to keep berating Tony, but now it's getting annoying. It's old, it's stale, and then the second that I started to get that feeling, they perfectly did it by bringing in Big Swole, and now we actually got another storyline to the women division. Big Swole, they've been trying to make look good, and I think this is a perfect thing. Hopefully this leads out to a number one contendership between these two women to take on Nyla Rose, or who knows, triple threat. Shit, have some fun with it, mix it around. But this is a good idea. Two good women, a nice good storyline, and for love of God, leave Tony alone. Just leave Tony alone. I'm tired of y'all beating out on my dude Tony. Leave him alone. All right, next up, another 6-man belt. I can't wait for these 6-man belts to come through. Ever since the last Jericho Cruise, it's been announced that they will be coming soon with a 6-man title. I can't wait, because honestly, all the 6-man teams that they have are actually really good. They work together as a chemistry, and they all make sense in their own way. Honestly, I feel like the 6-mans are going to end up being more of a spectacular tag team division-wise than the normal tag team division. But nonetheless, we got to wait and see. Joey Janela and Private Party taking on Death Triangle. Death Triangle is slowly becoming my favorite tag team nonetheless, and they just came about because you got the Bastard Pack teaming up with Pentagon Jr. and Rey Fénix. All three of them are perfect for each other. Wild, creative, badasses, and they could get the pop with the fans while at the same time give you spectacular in-ring work, like legit every week that they show up. So I hope this tag team works out better and keeps going. And yes, as you could tell, Death Triangle won against Joey Janela and Private Party, with the fact that they was ended off putting them in a 3-man submission. It was like a 3-man armbar. It was like an armbar wrapped around an armbar wrapped around an armbar / fucking camel clutch. That is the most creative thing I've ever seen three wrestlers do, and it's called the Death Triangle move, which is even better. Self-titled move. Who has that nowadays? It sounds like a mark going off, yes, but when you think about it in a creative standpoint, even as a wrestling fan to a wrestling booker, that all makes sense and it works perfectly. Going, let's see what's next. And then we get to the main event. It is Hangman Page and a mystery partner taking on Sammy Guevara and Chris Jericho. As y'all could tell, I'm not fully prepared. I kind of just hopped up on the fly because I'm late. I know I'm late. I've been dealing with a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to get too much into it. Anyway, Hangman Page ended up teaming up with Dustin Rhodes. Now, originally, it was set a mystery partner beginning the night, but between a promo of Hangman Page saying he would never team up with the Young Bucks to their face, which makes sense since they're beefing, And then for the fact that Dustin Rhodes just got so pissed after Nick Jackson got attacked, to where Nick Jackson is pretty much reported to be out and might not make it at all to Blood and Guts. So that's already a 5-4 trouble right there. Good pace to match, you know, like usual. Everything was good from this whole night. In-ring work was perfect. Storylines perfectly followed. It was the perfect wrestling show to keep it going without with both wanting to give you more and not feel like you didn't get exactly what you needed. And honestly, AEW, this is why I'm doing the review for them rather than WWE, because AEW gives me a little bit of a fresh feel, as in they're actually trying to do stuff that actually are unique, in-ring work, and actually would work to the wrestling vibe. But yeah, the main event ended off with Hangman and Rhodes getting the victory over Guevara and Jericho. You know, like usual, the buckshot hit Guevara, got the win afterwards, got jumped. And of course, it was a big-ass brawl. And then at the end of it, it led to, of course, Jericho standing over Paige and, you know, looking good. All in all, I watched it from beginning to end. It was a good show. Definitely, if you feel like you ever rewatch TV episodes, this is a TV episode I would recommend you rewatch. I don't know about rating systems. I don't think I'm going to get to that at any point. If I do, it might just be like probably out of like 1 out of 5 or something. But yeah, that is my take on the AEW review. When y'all ever go to like places like 7-Eleven for some stuff, and I'm not being a sponsor, I'm just being random, y'all should really look for like these like fruit flavors, these juice flavors that they got. I got this one of the orange pineapple. This shit is actually smack. It's only like about $2 for $2, but it's really good. Pointless retarded plunts. Anyway, now we're back with the news. I'm not going to give y'all too much. There's a lot of wrestling news, so I'm going to try to give like the most important ones I can give y'all real easily. First up, for anybody that was thinking of watching SmackDown, luckily enough, there has been news that said the SmackDown this week in Detroit will not be canceled. Luckily enough, I guess they're going to be able to work around the whole thing with the virus warnings and everything and be able to pull off the show. I haven't heard any updates about the WrestleMania situation, but hopefully enough, I would say I would hope they do it, but to be honest, if there's such a big worry with this crisis, I think the last thing they should do is pull off an event that involves bringing people all over the world, which WrestleMania is highly meant for. And honestly, if they do run it, it's going to be a big hit to the crowd, because one, you want to have a high chance somebody's going to bring a virus, and two, a lot of people are going to not be interested too hard, to where it's not going to seem like the matches are as exciting as it's supposed to be. But nonetheless, we'll hear what happens. Hopefully things work out. Some quick AEW news. Luther, the wrestler, is now officially signed with AEW, and he's officially working both in the ring and behind the scenes for AEW. That is great. Luther has been a good look onto the company recently, and they finally decided to pull the trigger and sign him full time. Honestly, Luther does look good for somebody who's an older ex deathmatch wrestler, but honestly, he could wrestle pretty well. He knows how to control himself in the ring. I think it's just more getting the young guys comfortable to him, but hey, awesome. Let's see here. For anybody that knows about OTT, OTT cancels Scrapper Mania 6 events in the course of the coronavirus outbreak. Yes, I will give you some indie news if I ever could. I'm pretty much wherever I could give you. Right now, I'm going off of the Wrestling Observer. Shout out to the Wrestling Observer. As well as there's anything on Bleacher Report, I pretty much could give y'all what I think I could give y'all. News I'm happy about. WWE confirms they are truly going to induct the British Bulldog. The British Bulldogs has been left off for controversial reasons. Not going into that too much. But luckily enough, it seemed like they're finally over the controversial issues and they're going to let it through. This is a good idea because honestly, British Bulldog is a great legend that a lot of people bring up when they think about old school WWE and how WWE came about from WWF and WWF. They all bring up the name British Bulldog, as well as the names of Hulk Hogan and all these other ones, because He was a staple. He was an interesting guy, crazy as hell. He would give you a haircut, but you wouldn't want it because that motherfucker wanted to give you a haircut with fucking hedge trimmers. I don't know who the fuck gives a madman who looked like he steroid crazied out hedge trimmers and be like, yeah, let me give you a haircut. You got your fucking mind. I'll fight you if you try to give me a haircut with that. And I'm bald. The only thing I got is this goatee. If you try to clip my goatee, we at it. Sorry, I just wanted to be retarded. Let's see here. Adam Cole is set for celebration on next NXT. I guess he's celebrating another win of sorts. Let me see if I could look into this real quick. Sorry, y'all. A little bit mini unprofessional, but I try. Hell, I'm already trying because I'm a little bit late. Let's see here. WWE has announced next Wednesday Adam Cole has become the longest running NXT champion of all time and the leader is throwing a party in celebration live on NXT coming up. That's awesome because really, like, when you have milestones like that, you need to let people know about that so they know, like, who to watch, who's the big stars, who's the big feature of the companies. But that's cool. Adam Cole deserves it. Okay, and I think that's it for right now when it comes to news. Yeah. There's usually more things I could look into. There's always a bunch of stuff, but there's so much websites I could recommend y'all to go to. Bleacher Report, Wrestling Observer. I follow a couple of people on YouTube, like WrestleTalk and WrestleTalk, What Culture. Who's this other one? Wrestling Hub. I don't care. I'm going to let y'all know about them. These are all my sources when it comes to wrestling, and it's a lot of different sources. So I like to pick and choose different things, especially when it comes to this podcast. But I already know they're already announcing pretty much like legit every day of something new going on because that's the wrestling life. Wrestling life is just like anything else in sports and real life. Something is going on legit every fucking day. Speaking of every fucking day... There was once a point to where I'm such a big fan of Jim Cornette's podcast, of both the drive-thru and the experience, that I took time to where I've listened to the drive-thru legit almost every day to catch up to from the beginning that was available to where I'm currently at the latest episode now. So you can say I'm somewhat of a fan, but it's more of this. I'm a fan of Jim Cornette because, yes, he's a legend, but he's a legend who actually follows a lot of what the original staples of wrestling is. Now, I'm not saying no beef against anybody in today's style of wrestling. I like the hybrid style. I like the high speed flips, jumps, acrobatics, you know, creativity into your moves. But I understand that sometimes it is a little much. Wrestling, if I had to think of a normal wrestling match, I would say start off slow, get your little pacing on, bounce off the ropes, you know, test your strength. Somebody get the upper hand on the other for a little bit for a while. Save any of the acrobatic moves to like the middle towards the last, so that way you got the pop running towards the end. Give it a big twist once in a while, and then end off the match straightforward, unless you want to end it off with a twist because of a heel win. Which honestly, I feel like nowadays, they need to slow down on these heels all winning by only distractions and all this other stuff. Because back then, heels actually was able to be good enough to where, yes, they would wrestle kind of dirty, but they wouldn't need anybody else. They wouldn't need about 5 million distractions just to take down one fucking person. I mean, let's face it here. Jim, Chris Jericho, for example, back on the latest AEW Revolution pay-per-view, needed to get the whole inner circle to take on one man, John Moxley, and yet still John Moxley came out world champion. If that doesn't tell you, make sure your heel looks a little bit weak, I feel it's that. Now, I know in some cases maybe Jim wouldn't 100% agree with me, but I feel in my sense you shouldn't make your heels always look like they need to rely on every bit of help. And when Jim Knowledge is somewhat of that nature, but you know, it follows the old standpoints, and I kind of respect that because I think you need to respect the basics of how you're built into wrestling rather than just, I'm going to come in because it looked good and this guy did enough finger pointing and enough showmanship to where that's all I cared for. You should care about everything in line, the fans, the in-ring work, the charisma, everything. You need to be a full build package, just like in any other sport you go into. If you want to be a superstar in basketball, football, etc., you need to make sure you're going to be a high commodity that knows how to do legit almost everything and anything. And I mean, I could go on all day about what else with Jim Cornette. His managing skills, interesting, creative, step forward. His booking ideas, I admit, aren't like all the best of Rave's, but I can say if you need like a standpoint, like a default on all your wrestling, especially booking wise, Jim Cornette's style, I believe, is a good standpoint on how you want to work something. And then from there, you could tweak it any way you can to where I think it will sound good. And hey, if y'all want me to mark out about anybody who I feel is a big inspiration with wrestling and all that in the middle of these podcasts, that could be another thing I can include. I start off the show with a promo. I come in, give y'all your review, give y'all the news, and you know, then I go off on a topic and we follow from there. I feel like it's a good format. Hopefully this summer we can keep it going. But next week, I'm going to go ahead and talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin, mainly for an honor of the fact that it will be past 316 day by the time the podcast is recorded and up. But in honor of it, I will still do a 316 podcast a bit. I'll talk about Stone Cold. I'll talk about my favorite Stone Cold match. And next week is going to be the same old good old. So I hope you guys enjoyed, like usual, every Wednesday. I'm sorry for this episode being on a Thursday. Next week, I'll make sure it's on time and proper. And I hope you guys like the fact that it's shorter, and I want to keep it like this, a little bit shorter, a little bit more like in your face and less in your fucking ear till you die. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for my raw type of comedy, but that's just who I am. But I will see y'all next week. Take it easy, because you know what's good, what's cracking, and what's happening. This is TPW. TPW, TPW, TPW. Yes. 1-bit Mario, 2-bit Luigi, 3-bit Peach, 8-bit.